Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is calm today. In Tel Aviv, expect warm sunshine while Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures. Haifa sees clear skies, a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, over 750 U.S. servicemen have been wounded in the Iran war, according to Pentagon numbers revealed by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, a significant development in the Manchester synagogue attack investigation. Walla reports from earlier today that another suspect has been arrested. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Russia struck a shopping center in Zelensky's hometown, killing 15 people. Separately, I-24 News has confirmed that a Russian drone strike on a Ukrainian shopping mall has killed at least 16. And finally, Pinchas Eden warns of potential holiday disruptions if recruitment issues aren't addressed, according to Maariv from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, an independent journalist, posted just minutes ago that the Israeli army responded to his video showing soldiers vandalizing a Palestinian home. He criticized their response as inadequate. John Spencer, a military strategist, posted earlier today that Kuwait is strengthening its alliance with the U.S. Balaz News reported half an hour ago that a Trump rally in South Carolina saw enthusiastic USA chants from the crowd. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Pentagon's latest numbers, the Jerusalem Post reports that 756 U.S. servicemen have been wounded and 18 have been killed in the ongoing conflict with Iran. This comes amid efforts for a ceasefire, reflecting the ongoing volatility in the region. The rising numbers highlight the persistent risks and the need for diplomatic solutions. Turning to the Manchester synagogue attack investigation, authorities in the UK have arrested a 49-year-old suspect, as reported by Walla earlier today. This arrest comes about a year after the Yom Kippur attack that left two worshippers dead. The development is significant for both the Jewish community and counter-terrorism efforts in the UK. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, a tragic incident unfolded in Kryvyi Rih. Ynet details that a Russian attack on a shopping center resulted in 15 deaths, including children. This attack comes hours before I-24 News reported a similar drone strike killing at least 16. These incidents underscore the severe humanitarian toll as tensions continue to escalate. Finally, Pinchas Eden, head of the Airport Authority Workers Committee, issued a warning via Maariv. He stated that without addressing recruitment issues, holiday operations could be severely disrupted. This situation adds pressure on the Israeli government to resolve labor disputes quickly to ensure smooth travel during the holidays. On the economic front, first, UVision is facing challenges as its CFO exits amid IPO valuation hurdles, reports Keytech over 2 days ago. This adds pressure on the company's owner to adjust financial strategies. Separately, Globes reports that the Jerusalem Light Rail Green Line is set to launch Friday. This expansion will enhance public transportation connectivity in the city. And finally, Ynet Business explores why Miami's exclusive Indian Creek Country Club is keeping high-profile billionaires waiting. Despite interest from notable figures, the club maintains a selective membership process. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.